It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello and welcome to Muskegon History and Beyond, a podcast from the Lakeshore Museum Center. My name is Kimberlyn, and today's feature topic is on the Miss Michigan program, part of the Miss America organization. Before getting to know the Miss America Scholarship Program and our Miss Michigan program, we have to jump back in time to the 1920s in Atlantic City. It had become a seasonal show town. The Businessmen's League of Atlantic City wanted to come up with a plan to keep fun and profits continuing past Labor Day season. They organized a fall frolic for September, with many festivities including a parade, the main attraction of which had 350 men pushing young maidens down the street in rolling chairs. With the event proclaimed a success, the Businessmen's League went right into planning for the next year's events. They appointed a committee to organize a bather's review from newspaper-sponsored pageants, where women would send in their photos for a chance to be chosen for the beauty contest. The advertising going up and down the East Coast for any and all women to participate. The next year's 1921 Fall Frolic took place over 5 days, festivities including tennis tournaments, parades, concerts, and of course, the pageants. The official title of Miss America didn't even exist yet. Rather, it was one big inner-city beauty contest, and the voting was conducted as a 50-50 judging by a panel of artists and a combination of crowd applause. Of the six contestants chosen from the different states, unanimously, 16-year-old Margaret Gorman of Washington, D.C. was crowned Miss America. The fall frolic continued to grow over the next 6 years. The parades and the festivals were expanded, and the beauty contest popularity grew. The number of contestants rose to 83 from 36 states. But with the successful growth of the event, so did the complaints. Protesters were absolutely appalled by the idea of young women parading themselves around in public. Ultimately, the event closed down in 1927 due to growing criticism and the charges of indecency, as well as a lack of financial support. Wanting to revive the pageant, in 1935, Lenora Slaughter was hired to produce an event that was considered both respectable and legitimate. She had expected to only work 6 weeks to restructure the program and return to St. Petersburg, but ended up staying on with the organization and would later become their national executive director of the program. Slaughter initiated an all-out crusade to improve the pageant's image. First, she banned contestants who held titles that represented commercial interests, such as newspapers, amusement parks, and theaters. Contestants were now required to carry the title of a city, region, or county to distance themselves from the pageant's where the connection between money and women displaying themselves in public. The contestants now had an age range requirement between being 18 to 25 years old to avoid young girls' involvement. While being hosted in Atlantic City, they had to observe 1 a.m. curfew, and they were banned from visiting bars and nightclubs. Slaughter persuaded local junior chambers of commerce to become sponsors, allowing parents to feel their daughters were in safe hands. Furthermore, she persuaded socialites from Atlantic City's upper class to act as hostesses and chaperones for the young women while they were in Atlantic City. Slaughter also made changes to the program itself. She initiated the talent competition in 1938, introducing the idea that the contests could be judged on more than just beauty. Prizes before had consisted of fur coats, Hollywood contracts, or the chances to earn money modeling. In offering opportunities to advance through education, Slaughter fashioned a pageant that appealed to the middle-class sensibility. Slaughter sat down personally and wrote about 300 letters to businesses asking for college scholarship money that could be offered as prizes for the Miss America title. She initially raised a substantial amount of $5,000 for the very first pageant. Thanks to Slaughter, the pageant had regained its financial footing and respectability. Its official title became the Miss America Pageant, and chose the Atlantic City Convention Hall as its permanent venue. And in 1945, the Miss America Pageant became one of the first organizations in the country to offer college scholarship to women.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
In 1951, when Miss America Yonda Betsy refused to wear a swimming suit in public, Catalina Swimwear pulled out as a sponsor of the Miss America pageant and founded a rival pageant, the Miss USA and the Miss Universe pageant. Michigan has continued to stay with the Miss America pageant. Michigan originally participated in the Atlantic City Fall Frolic pageant from 1922 until their closing in 1927. And joined its revival in 1936. In order to be eligible, women must first complete and win the local level to earn a title of a city, region, or county to represent their district. They carry that title to compete in the Miss Michigan program in hopes to make the Miss Michigan title and represent the entire state of Michigan for Miss America. They additionally took on the Miss Teen program in 2005. A sister program to the Miss America, aiming to promote scholarship achievement, creative accomplishment, healthy living, and community involvement for American teens. Allowing a way for young ladies to be involved and able to earn scholarships for their future. All competitors for this division are girls between the ages of 13 and 18 years of age. Just like the Miss contestants, in order to be eligible to compete, contestants must earn a local title and compete to win their state title. Renamed in 2023 from Miss America's Outstanding Teen to Miss America's Teen. Pageant titles are subdivided into Miss and Teen to clearly identify the difference between pageant divisions. The number of contestants that participate each year does vary. Not every area has someone to represent them each year. The program has had a continuous standing in Muskegon. The Miss Michigan program has been held downtown since 1951, just pushing past 70 years in our hometown. Starting it was then known as the Michigan Theater in 1951. It briefly moved over to the newly built L.C. Walker Arena in the 1960s. It has since returned to the Michigan Theater, now known as the Frauenthal Center for the Performing Arts, and has spent one season over at Orchard View High School Auditorium in 2022. Every year, there is a different theme incorporated into the show, and for a number of years, the organization has partnered with local set designers, collaborating to reuse sets from the season's performances. One year in particular that stands out from a production of Beauty and the Beast. Its set containing the inner layout of the castle, with mirroring stairs that descended into a curve inward on either end of the stage. At the conclusion of the show, the set was repainted a bright pink for the Miss Michigan contestants, an awe-inspiring sight to watch as the Miss contestants paraded down during their competition. In addition to a chance at the crown and earning thousands in scholarship money, organizers say that the Miss Michigan competition serves as an opportunity to empower young women everywhere to dream big, to insist that their voices can be heard, and to inspire change in the world around them. Every title holder must select a platform for a social cause that is important to her, and she is to spend a year as the state winner advocating those issues. On the national level, the Miss America also spends her year advocating her cause to the media, business people, public officials, and civic and charitable organizations. When it comes to the judging competition, there are 5 categories. There is a private interview, or 30%. It's a 10-minute press conference-style interview with panel judges. During the pageant itself, you can see the onstage question, where 10%, where they answer the question of a judge while on stage. Talent, or her story, worth 20%. a performance talent, or 90-second speech. Talents have included standard singing, dancing, and instruments, as well as some memorable years including talents of speed painting, bow and arrow, a ventriloquist, martial arts, and a figure skater. Evening gown, worth 20%, where contestants model evening gowns on stage. And finally, you have health and fitness, worth 20%. Contestants demonstrate physical fitness on stage while dressed in athletic wear, which originally was the swimsuit modeling. In 2018, the first Miss America who did not don a swimsuit on national stage was crowned at the end of the contest. Starting in 2019, Miss Michigan followed suit with the trend as Miss Rivard of Bay City was the first winner crowned at the revamped Miss Michigan Scholarship Program. A new addition in 2023, the top 10 contestants proceed from preliminaries to the competition final night. In 2023, organizers added a People's Choice Award, where people would vote for their favorite contestants, and the People's Choice winner would advance to the final on Saturday among the top 11 primary winners. The winner of the Miss and Teen move on to participate in the Miss America against other contestants representing one of the 50 states. Michigan holds a record of 23 placements at Miss America, winning various categories. As well as we have won the Miss America 5 times, represented by Miss Patricia Danielle of Detroit in 1939, Nancy Fleming of Montague in 1961, Pamela Eldred of Detroit in 1970, Kaylee Lani Ray Rothko of Monroe County in 1988, and Kristen Hoglund of Oakland County in 2008. Hope you've enjoyed listening about the history and the inner workings of the Miss America and Miss Michigan scholarship programs. If it has sparked your interest, our Michigan program takes place in June, so you yourself can go and witness and vote for who you wish to be your Miss Michigan representative.